from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo receives credentials from 11 new ambassadors. Indonesian President briefs military and police on neutrality. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo or Jokowi received the credentials from 11 extraordinary and plenipotentiary ambassadors of the friendly countries domiciled in Indonesia. The handover was done at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Monday, April the 4th. One of the ambassadors who handed over the credentials was Lyudmila Georgievna Vorobieva from the Russian Federation. Previously, the ambassadors attended the welcoming ceremonies of the state guests at the courtyard of Merdeka Palace. Director General of Protocol and Counselor of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Andri Hadi, guided the process of the handover. The agenda continued with a veranda talk between President Joko Widodo and the ambassadors. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Tuesday briefs a number of middle and high-ranking military, TNI and police officers to maintain neutrality in the current year of politics. Air Force Deputy Chief Rear Marshal Wiko Sofian, after the briefing at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, April the 3rd, stated that Air Force has a commitment that the military and police would support the neutrality of the government policy. At the meeting, the president reminded the role of military and police as law enforcers in the regional head, legislative, and presidential elections. Last month in Balikpapan, Kalimantan, Indonesian military commander Marshal Hadi Cahyanto and police chief general Tito Karnavian also reiterated the neutrality of military and police with regard to elections that will soon be held in the country. At a meeting with thousands of Indonesian military and police members, they advised their members to continue cooperation to create solidity or unity, citing the hard work to assure the security of regional elections in June this year and legislative as well as presidential elections next year. Squadron 1 of Supadio Air Force Base held a security exercise in Indonesia's archipelagic Sea Lane 1 on Tuesday, April the 3rd, which includes the waters of the Indonesian-Singapore border and Natuna, located near disputed areas in the South China Sea. As many as 60 personnel from the Indonesian Air Force joined the operation called 2018 Segara Axis, which involved 5 Hawk 100 and Hawk 200 jet fighters. They were assigned to monitor illegal activities in the sea, such as illegal fishing, mining, and logging transportation. The personnel also monitored hostile vessels diverging from its route or vessels throwing waste into the sea. Squadron 1 of Supadio Air Base Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Agung Indrajaya said the operation designated Hang Nadim Airport in Batam, Riau Islands Province as the base for the jet fighters as well as soldiers until the operation will end on April the 5th. He said the operation is for the Indonesia's archipelagic sea lane won security measures. Batam was chosen as the base of the drill because of its strategic location. Director of Strategy and Portfolio of the Finance Ministry, Sunaider Sihaan, said debts are needed by the government to finance priority projects such as infrastructure projects and human resource development. In a discussion held by Indonesian Association of Alumni of Indonesian University Iluni in Jakarta on Tuesday, April the 4th, Sunaider said delay of priority projects could result in higher costs of implementation in the future. He said the government spending is for improvement in productivity and quality of the people through investment in human resources, health facility, and education. He emphasized many people have been free from illiteracy, so the quality of human resources has improved now. The improved quality of the people would be result in higher creativity that contribute to economic growth, and in turn it would increase tax revenues that could be used to repay the debts. Based on official record of the Finance Ministry, the government debts by the end of February 2018 reached 4,034.8 trillion rupiah, or 29.2% of the country's GDP. This news comes to you over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia is targeting the third position in the global footwear industry by improving its current position as the fourth country after China, India, and Vietnam. Industry Ministry Small and Medium Industries for Fashion and Crafts Director E. Ratna Utaria Ningrum stated during a maker's talk held at the Prasetya Mulia University, South Tangerang on Tuesday, April the 3rd, that the ministry is targeting to enter the Big Three. According to her, 86% of the footwear in the world is produced by Asian countries, where China takes 80% of the total production, while the other 6% is produced by India, Vietnam, and Indonesia. She said Indonesia's market share is 3.3% globally. However, the total production of footwear in Indonesia differs slightly from Vietnam, which is at the third position. Indonesia's footwear production has reached 1.1 billion pairs per year, of which 800 million pairs are for domestic use and the rest for export, with main destinations including Europe and the United States. Two sets of trains, or 12 mass rapid transit MRT, have arrived at Tanjung Priok Port, Jakarta on Wednesday, April the 4th. Corporate Secretary Division Head of PT MRT Jakarta, Tubagus Hikmatullah, said the two MRT trains are still waiting to be unloaded from the cargo ships on Thursday. Hikmatullah said that the trains will be sent directly from Tanjung Priok to Lebak Bulus on April 6 to 8. Previously, he said PT MRT has been testing and simulating the delivery since February. The MRT Jakarta is a new train made by Nippon Sharo Trains Company Japan. The next 14 series will be delivered by the end of June. By the end of October, 16 sets will arrive in Jakarta. He said the trains will then be prepared to follow a series of a trial run process. While operated, MRT Jakarta is scheduled to operate at 500 hours until 2400 hours with a 5-minute intercity time frame during the peak hours. And the last item, the Indonesian Trade Security Committee, KPPI, is investigating the influx of imported ceramic tiles, particularly from China, that has seriously affected the local industry. The committee head, Marjoko, said the investigation was opened in response to a request from the Indonesian Ceramic Tiles Industry Association, or ASAKI, which complained on behalf of domestic ceramic tiles producers about unusual influx of imported products in recent years. Marjoko said in Jakarta in a statement on Wednesday, April the 4th, that the Indonesian Trade Security Committee, KPPI, has observed an influx of ceramic tiles imports. The committee has also seen indications that the local industry has suffered serious losses. He said the losses were indicated in the declining performance of the ceramic tiles industry from 2015 until 2017, with a stockpile of unsold products and the decline in production volume, sales, and number of workers in the industry. based on the Central Statistics Agency's BPS data from 2015 until 2017, Indonesia imported 861,341 tons of ceramic tiles in 2015 and some 1 million tons in 2016, with a 24.7% year-on-year increase. Nearly all imported ceramic tiles came from China. Other ceramic tile exporting countries include Vietnam, Thailand, and Malaysia. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo receives credentials from 11 new ambassadors. President briefs military and police on neutrality. And listener, that was the news.
Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is Ania Sana with today's commentary entitled Inspiration from Winnie Mandela. Listeners, South Africa is in mourning. Monday, April the 2nd, 2018, Winnie Mandela, the country's human rights advocate, passed away. Though her admirers already knew that she had long been ill, her departure at the age of 81 still made South African people sad. Her death at the age of 81 still made South African people sad. Mandela family spokesman Victor Diamini, Monday afternoon local time, reported that Winnie Mandela had died at the age of 81 years old. At the last moment of her life, the mother of three was surrounded by her family, who sent her to God in peace. Without being told to, South African people, including political figures and officials, flooded the residence of the late Winnie in the town of Soweto, once a base of her struggle with her husband, Nelson Mandela. For South Africa in particular, Winnie Mandela, née Madikizela, who was born in 1936, is a symbol of the struggle against tyranny. In addition, the wife of the late Nelson Mandela is a woman who was very loyal and committed to her husband's fight against injustice in South Africa. When her husband was in jail for about 3 decades, Winnie kept the family survived while continuing the struggle. Together with her husband, she fought against the apartheid regime at the time. When Nelson Mandela was in prison, Winnie continued the spirit of resistance against the pro-apartheid South African regime. Not only her husband Nelson, who was imprisoned by the ruling government, Winnie was also put behind bars and had to struggle hard against intimidation. The outstanding woman was destined to live the life of her youth as a fighter. Since adolescent, Winnie had been trained as a social worker and cared about the environment and the suffering of others. In a televised statement, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa praised the late Winnie Mandela and called her the voice of the oppressed. In time of oppression and exploitation, Nelson Mandela's wife was a champion in the struggle for justice and equality. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Bishop Desmond Tutu declared Winnie Mandela a true symbol of the struggle against apartheid. Winnie Mandela's journey of life, struggle, and tenacity inspired activists and movements against tyranny and injustice. And listener, that was commentary.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event which occurred on April 4, 1968, murder of Martin Luther King. Opposition of racism figure in America, the black preacher of the Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, Martin Luther King, was killed at the age of 39 by James Earl Ray in Memphis, Tennessee. Martin Luther King, involved in the fight against racism and injustice,
especially in the United States. Martin Luther King is famously known for his speech, "I Have a Dream." He described, "One day the nation will rise up and believe this truth unconditionally, that all humans are created equally, white and black are united." Martin Luther King also received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. We now continue to get to know an event which occurred on April 4, 1974. Microsoft was established by Bill Gates. William Gates and Paul Allen, on April 4, 1974, founded Microsoft Corporation in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Microsoft activity was develop devices by developing operation systems and software for computers. Microsoft Corporation is a United States multinational company based in Redmond, Washington, the United States, that developing, making, licensing, and support various computer-related products and services. Microsoft is the world's largest software maker by its revenue. We end today's segment of Today in History with an event which occurred on April 4, 1979. Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, former Prime Minister of Pakistan, underwent execution of death penalty. After the coup in his reign, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto has uncertain position in Pakistan. A series of allegations were directed to Ali Bhutto, ranging from corruption to political intrigues by the military regime led by General Zia-ul Haq. Finally was the execution of the death penalty from the pressure of the coup leader, General Zia-ul Haq, who eventually became President of Pakistan. Listener, that was Today in History brought to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thank you for listening. See you.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to My Indonesia. Today we'll bring you a topic about Indonesian Ministry of Industry find a special technology of dry rubber content. The Ministry of Industry continues to encourage all technical service units to actively carry out research and development activities. One of the results of research and development initiated by Pollution Prevention Technology Industry Center, Semarang, is a microcontroller-based light scattering technology, which serves to determine the content of dry rubber. The technology can be utilized by the national natural rubber industry, especially the technology that process the type of natural rubber sheet or RIP smoke sheet. Head of the Industrial Research and Development Agency, Ngakan Timur Antara, said in Jakarta on Monday, April 2, that the technology has better accuracy compared to a gravimetric method, which is commonly used in Indonesia. He added that the innovation from the Center of Technology for the Prevention of Industrial Pollution has also gained recognition as one of 108 Prospective Indonesian Innovations by Business Innovation Center and Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI. Ngakan Timur Antara also explained that the microcontroller-based light scattering technology does not use chemicals in its analytic process, so it is more environmentally friendly. He added that the technology has also been verified at ISO or ISO standard 126/2005 on method of test for natural rubber latex, determination of dry rubber content. According to him, the dry rubber content in rubber industry is one of defining factors of latex quality as guidelines of on determining production cost and price. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, who ever conveyed that the development of the country's downstream rubber industry is quite prospective. Indonesia is one of main producing countries of natural rubber. The national rubber production exceeds 3 million tons per year. The national rubber production can be increased regarding the potential of the existing land reaches 3.5 million hectares. The industry is also supported by research and development programs conducted by both the government, education institutions, and the private sectors. Meanwhile, the government policy in sea toll development is evaluated becomes a big chance for the national rubber industry to bolster port development needs to produce rubber dock fender, rubber floating fender, and rubber bumper. Data from Indonesia's Rubber Companies Association, the natural rubber has donated 45% for raw material of tire. The country's tire product becomes one of Indonesia's leading export commodities. From the total of production, 70% is earmarked for export market with a value worth $1.5 billion per year. That was My Indonesia for today.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, received the credentials from 11 extraordinary and plenipotentiary ambassadors of the friendly countries domiciled in Indonesia. The handover was done at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Monday, April the 4th. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Tuesday briefs a number of middle and high-ranking military TNI and police officers to maintain neutrality in the current year of politics. Air Force Deputy Chief Rear Marshal Wiko Sofian, after the briefing at the Presidential Palace Jakarta on Tuesday, April the 3rd, stated that Air Force has a commitment that the military and police would support the neutrality of the government policy. Squadron 1 of Supadio Air Force Base held a security exercise in Indonesia's archipelagic Sea Lane 1 on Tuesday, April the 3rd, which includes the waters of the Indonesian-Singapore border and Natuna, located near disputed areas in the South China Sea. Director of Strategy and Portfolio of the Finance Ministry, Senator Sia An, said that are needed by the government to finance priority projects which such as infrastructure projects and human resource development. Indonesia is targeting the third position in the global footwear industry by improving its current position as the fourth country after China, India, and Vietnam. Two sets of trains or 12 mass rapid transit MRT have arrived at Tanjung Priok Port, Jakarta on Wednesday, 4th of April. Corporate Secretary Division Head of PT MRT Jakarta Tubagus Hikmatullah said the two MRT trains are still waiting to be unloaded from the cargo ships on Thursday. And the last item, the Indonesian Trade Security Committee, KPPI, is investigating the influx of imported ceramic tiles, particularly from China, that has seriously affected the local industry. The committee head, Marjoko, said the investigation was opened in response to a request from the Indonesian Ceramic Tiles Industry Association, or ASAKI, which complained on behalf of domestic ceramic tiles producers about unusual influx of imported products in recent years. And listener, that was News in Brief. Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to roti buaya or bread look like crocodile, symbol of loyalty in traditional marriage of Betawi. Stay tuned. Listeners, roti buaya or bread look like crocodile began to be known by Betawi people when Europeans entered into Indonesia. Thus, European tradition and culture inserted a little bit influence of the original inhabitants. One of them is a marriage event. In the marriage event, there must exist a symbol. At the time, Europeans used flower, a symbol of marriage, feeling unwanted to lose, and to imitate Europe. Betawi people wanted to have their own symbol in marriage event. They chose roti buaya or bread look like crocodile, a symbol of traditional marriage of Betawi people. Listeners, roti buaya or bread look like crocodile becomes symbol in Betawi traditional wedding because it has its own philosophy. According to belief of Betawi people, roti buaya symbolizes reliability and loyalty. The meaning of reliability is one bread. In the past, only nobles could eat bread. Meanwhile, the meaning of loyalty is on crocodile. Betawi people believe if crocodile only conducts one's marriage for the rest of the life. Thus, roti buaya becomes a symbol of Betawi traditional marriage in a hope both the bride and bridegroom partners are able to be well established and loyal until the end of their life. Listeners, in Betawi traditional marriage, usually bridegroom partner brings a pair of roti buaya. The smaller bread is symbolized as female crocodile. Certainly, it has its own meaning. The existence of the small one reflects bridegroom partner's loyalty to the bride partner. Roti buaya has the same sizes, namely 50 centimeters. Listeners, in the past, roti buaya was not eaten and stored by the bride partner. The bread was left alone to harden because it became the symbol of loyalty of the bridegroom partner, which was everlasting. By the time passed by, after marriage contract, the bread can be shared and eaten along with family, especially relatives who do not get married yet. This means that they will get partners immediately. The listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring roti buaya or bread look like crocodile, symbol of loyalty in traditional marriage of Betawi. Thank you for listening.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Arah Mata Angin, or in English, Wind Direction. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about arah mata angin, or in English, wind direction. As usual, I'll say every sentence loudly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation between tour guide and Tony.
Selamat datang di kawasan Candi Prambanan. Di sini ada 4 gerbang, gerbang utara, timur, selatan, dan barat.
Oh, sekarang kita ada di mana?
Gerbang timur. Gerbang timur adalah gerbang utama.
Listener, after we listen to the conversation. Now I'll introduce some vocabulary, idioms, and sentence related to the topic today about arah mata angin, or in English, wind direction. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Selamat datang di kawasan Candi Prambanan. Selamat datang di kawasan Candi Prambanan. In English, welcome to Prambanan Temple Area. Gerbang, gerbang in English, gate. Gerbang utama in English, main gate. Sekarang kita ada di mana? Sekarang kita ada di mana? In English, where are we now? Utara. Utara in English, north. Timur. Timur in English, east. Selatan. Selatan in English, south. Barat. Barat in English, west. To ask about location where you are or where are you, you can say sekarang kita ada di mana. Sekarang kita ada di mana. In English, where are we now? The question which is frequently asked at the tourism places is pintu keluar ada di mana. Pintu keluar ada di mana. In English, where is the exit gate? The answer is di sebelah barat. Di sebelah barat, in English, in the west. Or, di sebelah utara. Di sebelah utara, in English, in the north. Therefore, you have to know where you are. And of course, you should know the wind direction in Indonesian language. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for your listening clearly, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat datang di kawasan Candi Prambanan. Di sini ada 4 gerbang, gerbang utara, timur, selatan, dan barat.
Oh, sekarang kita ada di mana?
Gerbang timur. Gerbang timur adalah gerbang utama.
Listener, as an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please say your name, your address, and your favorite food. For example, selamat pagi, nama saya Tina. Saya berasal dari Indonesia. Makanan kesukaan saya, nasi goreng. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we present the songs from Endah and Risa. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Indie Holiday. Happy listening.
Saat ku berjalan tanpa ragu, tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Lepas lelah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas, santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada lakukan kembali.
Halo. You've just listened to the song entitled Indie Holiday, sung by Endah and Risa. Endah and Risa is a duo of indie musicians with two personnel, Endah Widyastuti, four guitarists and vocalists, and Risa Aditya, the bassist. Both were met in a rock band in 2003. 1 year later, Endah and Risa decided to leave. Both are still closely connected in the music after they resigned from the rock band. Endah then back to a solo career with Risa as the producer. Later, Endah and Risa tried to duet in an acoustic nuance project. It turns that they suitable to play music in a duo, namely Enda and Risa in 2005. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Seluas Harapan by Enda and Risa. Song entitled Seluas Harapan by Enda and Risa. The minimalist acoustic music style by Enda and Risa is inspired by various acoustic musicians, especially from Indonesia like Anda, Bonita, Bondan Prakoso, and Cozy Street Corner. Starting from the inspiration, Enda and Risa continue to release a variety of simple acoustic works, but still nice to listen. Every year, Enda and Risa regularly perform in various music stages in Indonesia and some countries such as Malaysia, Singapore, Kazakhstan, Australia, and France. Moreover, Enda and Risa has received many awards as a musician of alternative music genre. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Benua Bersama and Untuk Dikenang by Enda and Risa. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Rindu saat Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green. Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Pahitnya mimpi. Tuliskan semua kenyataan dan seribu bayangan hilang. Cinta itu menjauhlah, tidak kalah.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Takut dapat dibayangku. wajah tercermin, tak kurapati bayangku. Terhapus waktu, terhapus masa lalu, terhapus gambaran kisahku. Beribu bintang yang berkelebrian, tak satu pun tersenyum padaku. Kosong terasa di dalam relung hati, dan jiwaku terasa.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.